This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The best investment plan for most people is not picking individual stocks, but a broad mix of low-cost index funds. But some want to invest in companies that match up with their beliefs, such as environmental or social concerns. And now, a new set of funds aims for people with strong religious views. Liz Moyer wrote about this recently in the New York Times. Good morning, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to talk about ETFs. So just a quick reminder, ETF, exchange-traded funds, this is basically a way to invest in a lot of companies at once. Most people use them to invest in something big and broad, like the S&P 500 index, something like that. But you can also get very specific. And the ETFs you're looking at are companies that match up with what the fund calls biblical value. So what does that mean?
Yeah, so what this fund manager is doing is taking the index, like the S&P or, you know, another broad index, and taking out companies that don't track what he calls biblical values, which means these are companies engaged in, say, pornography, or these are companies that sell alcohol or tobacco or firearms. This particular company is also screening out companies that are very vocal about lesbian, gay, transgender issues.
And so in your report, you talk about how the fund rules out some companies that have been very good investments over the years.
Right.
I mean, we have Warren Buffett's, Berkshire Hathaway, Apple, Amazon. What are some of the so-called biblically responsible companies that are actually in the tent?
Well, like, for example, there's Tesla Motors. He singled out Under Armour, the athletic apparel maker. But there are other smaller companies that, you know, they're not international. They don't have sprawling operations that you can't keep tabs on. So they're a little easier to screen out for purity's sake.
And how do they do this screening? I mean, it seems like some of this is more about not doing certain things and doing positive things that are,
right,
quote, biblically responsible in their view. Like, how does it work?
They also look for companies that give a lot of resources to charitable endeavors, companies that are engaged in ecology and, like, the earth. So, it's not just a negative. There is a positive screen as well.
Okay, Liz Moyer from the New York Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you.